From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM leaders to work towards a common market, a new Supreme Court, and a battle plan for AIDS. A breakthrough in Haiti's political stalemate as an agreement is reached on the composition of a new electoral council. And Guyana's president accuses the opposition of playing politics with the country's crime situation. I'm Natalie Williams, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Leaders from the 14 member states of the Caribbean community are gathering in the Bahamas for the official opening of the CARICOM summit. But even before the annual talks get off the ground, critics are already complaining about the leisurely pace at which CARICOM operates. The organization has been accused of dragging its heels, especially on the creation of a single market and economy. Ken Richards is on special assignment in Nassau.
What for critics may be bureaucratic, technical matters smacking of foot dragging on the part of the region's decision makers, in fact what CARICOM Secretary General Edwin Carrington sees as necessary step-by-step progress towards a more integrated Caribbean community. The major issue on the agenda is the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, the initiative to create a single economic space. Removing 350 or so restrictions on things like movement of capital and movement of skilled personnel is no easy task. But having reached this far,